We are losing good time. Shalom Boker Tov. I highly recommend, honestly, for you to go and listen to the Tuesday lecture, which is already online, and it's defined exactly what we are learning right now. It is under the title of Prayers, the Power of Mind. I just give you an introduction because then we will understand more sense of what really we studied here, which is the most important point to begin with. Come to our own world. What is zero? Mathematics. Calculation started by bringing out the law of numbers. And they defined zero, first Ephes, which in Hebrew is letter Sof. It's Ephes. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and going on till infinity. Infinity they couldn't define. What is zero? Zero is nothing. But if it is nothing, why you put it in front of a number, it makes that number 10 times bigger. So here we made certain assumption and we defined what zero is. And then we went from these numbers to the world of geometry. We define what line is. The distance between two points is a line. So comes and asks the question, what is a point? Under assumption, points is nothing, but it's the whole thing again, like the zero. It's nothing, but it's the whole thing, because if there is no two point, there is no line. If there is no line, there is no curve. If there is no curve, there is no geometry. So creating geometry, we started with the assumption. Assumption in Kabbalah is called the world of Rotze Shelo Ida, that God wants certain things that you not to know. So how do you deal with this world of not to know, which we call Keter? Not to know. No matter what, you're not going to know. That's the world of assumption. That's where you put, you say, I assume under my, under whatever knowledge I have, experience, my mind, whatever, my ego, all two together, and comes down with certain assumption. That's called Keter. From this assumption, you immediately go to a domain called differentiation, Chokhmah. It's a koach of ma. Differentiate. You say, this, and this, and you separate things. She looks at Adam, says, Adam, you're Adam. She uses the faculty of Chokhmah because you differentiate this embodiment from every other embodiment, and you put a label on him in name of Adam. So that's called differentiation. That's the Chokhmah. And what is the Keter? Well, this Chokhmah came about by you putting certain assumption inside your Chokhmah. That's Keter Ganuz betoch Chokhmah. Keter Ganuz betoch Chokhmah. Chokhmah hitlabesh beketer. Certain assumption. Otherwise, on what basis do you differentiate? Everybody follows this? After this differentiation comes understanding. Then you come to an understanding, the creation. Where is the Keter Chokhmah? Keter Chokhmah Ganuz betoch this understanding. And this understanding creates. This understanding creates Bria. Then in turn, Bria creates Yetzirah. And Yetzirah creates Asiya. Now, if you are lucky, bravo, it could be all your assumption wrong, all your calculation and everything can drop down. Yeah. And it could be right. Now, this is the understanding of the Torah, of what we studied last week. That God said there are three territories I will not allow you ever to capture. Ever to capture. Only 7 out of 10. Ha'emuri, Vayebusi, Argeshi. Those I allow you to capture. 7 of them allowed us to capture. 3 of them God says that is not forever you will capture. Who are they? They are Kenizi, Vakani. Vakenani, those are the 3, are Keter, Chokhma, Bina. That means there is a section that you have to start with an assumption, you don't have a choice, and based on those assumptions, have an understanding for your life to continue. This is a big discussion in the whole Kabbalah. So where is my free will here? If I have to start everything, my mathematics, my geometries, my calculation, is it starts with an assumption.
Milan, in gematria, we do the same thing at zero, don't we? When we say the whole,
okay,
that would be taking what is considered lack of whole and adding it in front of becomes complete.
So you started still with an assumption. There is nothing in the world that you do without starting with an assumption. If you have, if anything you do is you do it with an understanding. If you think about it, if you put your head into it, you start with an assumption. It's inevitable. God allows you no other chance. Why? Only for you to seek Him, because the only way that you can have a control of, come on, not how many times should I do a mistake? If I start with assumption, what kind of a choice I have in the world? I don't. God says yes. That is the secret of Vav. That's the secret of the 6th city of refuge. That's the secret of 6 mitzvot tamidiot. That only if you are in that domain, then God allowed you to have a seeing eye, a mind that does not have to go on assumption.
But my assumption depends on
faith, to start with. Faith of Hashem. That's why it says one of the mitzvot is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Elokecha, I'm your God. I'm your God. You got to know I am your God. You personally, individually, singularly. He picks on everybody. He says, you, your duty is, should know I am your God. Lo el acher. That's the second mitzvah.
So that's the real connection between the Malchut and the Keter, because David showed amazing trust.
It was, all of them, all the chariots, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. Abraham started with Emunah. He couldn't, that's why we say Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, because Abraham started, totally started with what? Emunah. Now what about Isaac? Isaac said, hold on, Isaac, if Abraham is Emunah, which means Keter, because I have only faith that I assume. And comes Yitzchak. Why do we say in our prayers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Well, what Abraham represents? Keter. That's the Keter of Guf. Yes, because I'm the doer. What my mind? My mind is nothing. What is not worth anything. It's what I do is worth. So here it comes. It says, Ikar ze ma'aseh. Ma'aseh is with the body. So Abraham comes with faith. Yitzchak? She says, no option. I don't want no option. He's in differentiation, to difference between this and this and this. Yitzchak says, no option. Only Leshem Shamayim. And what comes Yaakov? Yaakov puts these two together. Emunah, Leshem Shamayim. Otherwise, there is no domain for you to go and assume. Keep on assuming. What are you going to go with the assumption? you know there's a chance 50-50. Do you want to go in your life on a 50-50 throwing coin? This is why Hashem created. The whole system in such a way that you don't have a choice just to go back to Hashem, to recognize He's the only Emet exists. Now, this is exactly what we are studying. I want to go a little bit back, just to read a section Vav on page Kuf Yud Bet, so your mind refreshes, because when we understand how this Keter Chokhmah Bina works, then in reality we know the seven Tachtonim. Seven Tachtonim is our character. God has said, you know, I give you a good character, bad character. In everything I mix good and bad. The seven I allow you to capture. That means I allow you, you have the capability by using the Torah, by using your sechel and the nature to control your character. But the Gimel Rishonim, Keter Chokhmah Bina, no, you have to fight for it in order to capture the Eretz Yisrael. Until you establish the Bet HaMikdash. You establish Bet HaMikdash, I am in your presence. That means every Keter Chokhmah Bina is revealed to you. The Panim is revealed to you. But if it's not there, you go and assume. There is no way I can, by certainty, say this is what's going to happen. I got to assume. And based on assumption, say the following. This is called the axiom. You define first. You assume certain things, and then you go into proving it. As if your assumption is not correct, for sure your proof is wrong. That's very simple to understand, but it's a very complex, involved system, which we don't say no. But if you pay attention really into it, you see, oh my God. So here we go. I am reading the Hey from the top of the page. Velachen kesheratza la'ir bebriya. Bria is an understanding. When it wants who and so, wants to la'ir lebina, mitlabesh gam ken bebina sheba'atzilut, asher hi lemala mi'abriya, v'al yadeh oto habina ma'ir bebriya. We said that prior this atzilut, there was the bichinat dalet. That means Keter. That means Adam Kadmon. In the Adam Kadmon, five Partsufim really came about. They are, the Chokhmah is Ein Bet, the Keter is Galgalta, then Chokhmah Ein Bet, Bina Sag, Bina of what came from Ein Sof. That means Ein Sof went and made a partsuf called Sag, which is the light of Bina. And then Yetzirah, Memhei, and the Asiyah, Malchut, is Ben. Five partsufim. Now it says, Chokhmah of this, Mitlabesh, Be'or Chokhmah, the partsuf, Ein Bet, Mitlabesh, the concept called Chokhmah, and Ma'ir illuminates Olam Atzilut. Ein Sof mitlabesh bebina, Ma'ir bebina of Atzilut, and from Bina of Atzilut creates Bria. Now let's go to Vav. Gamken, kemo ba'atzilut, ein ha'pirush tekef betechila yatza be'olam ha'briya komad bina. Same way in atzilut, it was not puff. It went through four phases. It went through steps, process, that to create the olam briya. Ela ratzono lomar shehakoma hechi gedola sheyatza sham lebesof eina yoter mikomad bina. He says what he says. The whole pattern is the same, but the point is that when he wanted to create bria, created a koma called Bina, which light? Light of Ein Sof. והזיווק היה למעלה בבחינת בית באצילות. He says, but אצילות is קומה גימל, חוכמה. What it is that בית uses the מקום, the place of אצילות, in order to come about the light of Bina, then from Atzilut is going to shine on Bria. That is the most important part. That the light that's going to go create an olam called lower olam, it gets created in the upper
world.
So to speak, uses the makom of Atzilut. I want you to understand where this Bina, that is Bria, where does it get? It uses the makom. Now, we say makomo. What is makomo? His place. Where are you sitting? Whose place are you sitting?
His place. But in a few weeks.
No, no, no. Whose place you are sitting?
His place.
How much do you believe in that? That no matter where you are, and whether you're standing or sitting or sleeping or eating or whatever, you are utilizing his place. That is very important to remember. That I am utilizing his place.
You know, but I must admit, in all due respect, a few weeks ago, we learned that the world was created by sparks of the other world.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes.
There's no conflict here.
Why? What conflict?
Because the way we learned a few weeks ago, the Bria is created by the spark of the previous world, which is Atzilut. Yetzira is created by the spark from Bria.
That's not true. Bria... Now, you are taking two frames and you are mixing it again. What we said in the Bereshit, which is the Torah, and Torah is not that it talks about the Bria, but Torah comes from where? Torah comes from where? Talks about Bria, but immediately Bria that creates Yetzirah. You have to be careful when you say the Bria. When we say this Bria, yes, it's Oto Bria that we are talking. The world of creation.
That's not what I'm saying. A few weeks ago we talked about this and we said that there was just a process of diminishing.
Yeah, I remember that too.
That's correct.
A process of diminishing.
Yes.
Of minimizing.
Right.
To the end.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's like a chain coming down.
Absolutely. I am coming from my father.
But
my essence comes from him and my mother. I use their place. How many births do you have? Three. One birth is exactly when you are conceived. That's a birth. You are conceived. One birth is when Yetziah. And one birth when we die. When we die is another birth. It's going from one to another.
I think what here we're saying is just that whatever you see in every level, the root of it is at the level of
exactly. Eventually, all the neshamot is going to come from this Atzilut, because at the end is we are talking about neshamot.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, let's say here, יותר מקומה בינה, והזיווק היה למעלה בבחינת בית באצילות. That means, בחינת בית, which is בינה, but the זיווק דהקאה, the striking, binding by striking, was done in עולם האצילות. היינו גם כן מטעם שנתבהל לעיל בדיבור הסמוך, עיין שם,
היטב,
כהזדחכות המסך מבחינת ג' לבחינת ב' נקרא בינה צריך להיות בעולם הצילות. That means I have to go, we said חוכמה is differentiation, which is עולם הצילות, it's a קומה of הצילות. In the חוכמה you create the עשר, lights for your understanding. Where is the root of my understanding? In the world of differentiation, חוכמה. Where is the root of the Chokhmah? Is in the world of assumption. We said you have first to assume. Differentiate, understand. And where is this understanding comes from? Really the primut of this understanding is Keter. Is all your assumptions. And all your differentiation that you did, all the Chokhmah that you utilized, is Ganuz into this Bina. And where this light of Bina was created? In the Chokhmah in Atzilut. Shesham makumod emasach debichinat gimel shenikra Chokhmah. Vekemo she'e, katuv so and so, nasa hazivug de kol parzuf. And this is what I want you to remember. Nasa zivug de kol parzuf. Bepe de rosh shel parzuf ha'elyon mimenu. That is the most important. The next olam, really the zivug, starts from where? From the peh. What am I saying? Do you know that after you get married, and there is a sheva barachot, under the chuppah, the first zivug of ish veisha, first, Derech Peh, the father passes on 22 chromosomes that the mother will keep, and that's Derech Peh, mothers to keep, to cultivate the sperm that she gets to develop in her egg. So the fetus was created really honestly where? From the peh of Abba and Ima. Any question? And that's what it exactly says. V'nasa zivug de kol parzuf, bepeh de rosh shel parzuf ha'elyon mimenu, shezivug de ein bet keshehu b'chinat gimel, Ein bet bin chokhma bichnat gimel nasa bepe de rosh de parzuf av galgalta. Galgalta being the keter, bichnat dalet. Vazivug de sag nasa bepe de rosh de ein bet. The beginning of anything I want to create is by what I say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when said Elohim, let there be light, he said, and created the Bria. Now those are your markers. Not to get lost in the head. Because the Torah is there to direct you, to tell you exactly where to go, not nowhere else. וככה עולם הצילות בריאה נעשה זיווג לצורך כל עולם וכל עליון ממנו, ואחר שנזדחך שם המסך מבחינת ג' לבחינת ב', נבחן שנוסף שם ונולד מסך חדש לבחינת ב'. Okay, this we read, now go, let's go to קוף י' ד'. Because we read we came to Bet, and Bet was Vaumnam Kesheratza La'ir Mibina da Atzilut. When it wanted to Bina of Atzilut, and where the Bina wa Atzilut Ensof Mitlabesh Bebina Ma'ir Bebina of Atzilut. Ma'ir bebina af atzilut. Now, bina atzilut, ilech atzof kol ha atzilut, hine, vaday sheusrach leitdabesh gam bebina da atzilut, ki ein ze rampin venukva mekablim or, rak al yadei bina, ach ha'inyan, שלא הועילה בינה רק למעלה לבד אל אור האינסוף, המלובש תוך החוכמה העליון, הנזכר למעלה, ועבר דרך בינה לאצילות, ולא נעשה הבינה מסך וליבוש בית, כדי להעיר לזרפים, רק בא האור עצמו, דרך חלון, כנזכר למעלה, בלתי שום מסך. ונמצא כי אף על פי שנמשך דרך הבינה, אין זה נקרא התלבשות, כיוון שאין שם מסך כלל, על כן האור אין סוף עצמו, המתלבש בחוכמה לבד, הוא שמקבל זכר ונקבה דאצילות. Now, if we honestly finish this section, I will be relaxed.
Me too.
So let's start Bezrat Hashem, right? It's up till now we have, I believe we have cracked it down. I believe up till now we have more or less understanding of how Atzilut came about.
Okay.
And if you honestly understand the Olam Atzilut, because Olam Atzilut is the Olam Nearness, it's the closest to real reality, to Ein Sof. You cannot get higher than Atzilut. Atzilut is the ultimate. So if you understand the creation of Atzilut and Atzilut, how Atzilut literally created Bria Yetzirah Asiya, because Atzilut is the Machshava. Whenever it's a Chokhma, it's Machshava. What is the meaning of Machshava? Comes from Cheshbon. It's Cheshbon. It's calculus. It's calculation. It's logic. But without it, it's impossible to do. All that. It's the whole Chash. Chash, did you remember we discussed the word Chash? And Chash, when something you feel like getting impulse. It's all Chokhmah. Every time you have an impulse, there is a araf chokhmah. And that's your impulse. You say, tak, tak. And without this impulse, we can't exist. All our brain works with impulses. And that's chokhmah. So, and that's olam atzilut. Let's go to Gimel. Where are we, Gimel? No, we read this section. We went to Hafar. No, let's go. I want to a section that we don't want to repeat. No, let's go right from the beginning on page Kuf Yud Gimel again. I am not comfortable in my head. Let's start again from the beginning. Kan terach harbe veirich lazbir lanu hefresh mibein dalet bichinot or yashar mechonim chokma bina zerampin malchut kenizkal lemala o bein dalet bichinot do or chozer hamechonim gam ken kan hashemot chokma bina zerampin malchut vehine ze kvar biarnu harav lael. We already discussed that there is a Eser Sefirot of Or Yashar and there is a Eser Sefirot Sher Or Chozer. Right from the Aleph.
Okay.
Right, we have to go back.
The section that you were reading was very interesting before.
Aleph. We finished, that was Kuf Yud Bet. I just wanted to...
Aleph. The creation of Melanchino into Zion.
Oh wait, yeah, we are coming right now. That's why I want to. It says the Zerampin ve Malchut they receive derech halom.
Right.
Right. I wanna before we get to this halon, because Bina doesn't do any Or Chozer. Up till Bina, we have cause and effect, we said. It's very important. It's repeating. But when it gets to Bina, then it's a different way is done. Things are done. Bina becomes the mother nature. Bina understands what Chokhmah wants. Everybody gets Chokhmah. We said, Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. I want to review those things. Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. Everything is going to be Chokhmah. But however, Bina comes and gives a different libush. When you differentiate, you already think about the whole idea. When you use your Chokhmah, you totally have the whole entity. Now, in order to understanding, that's a totally different thing. You differentiated Bina. You said you differentiated your used Chokhmah. I said this is Adam. But do you understand Adam? Boker Tov. The understanding has a lot of other process to follow. Is by you saying this is Adam, that doesn't mean that you really totally still understand this Adam. First, we understand Atzilut, the thought, and then we bring the thought into understanding. Now, when it comes to an understanding creation, now you come to the world of goof, is different. What you understand in your head, when it comes to the body, is going to be different. But we know that there is a problem that when you want to transfer something from the head to the body, there is a here garon that it doesn't allow it
right.
To go in its purity down. There is a problem. So the here where the problem was created, there was no problem before. A problem was created. And this we have to understand. This is how God created the problem. So for me to go and correct the problem that was created by God. God caused Shevirat Keilim. God made a system so the Keilim to break. God allowed bad to exist. God allowed bad to exist. Who is this God? Is your understanding. What it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what that means? That I am your God. Don't make another God. Don't make your God. I am your God.
That's the assumption.
That's what you got to go with. Don't create another God. So that means in order I am your God, Anochi Hashem, don't create another. That means put your mind aside. Your mind is going to create another God. I am your mind.
If the Bina is a libush of Chokhmah, it also takes away some of the power of Chokhmah. It diminishes.
Absolutely. No, you're right. Exactly. This Chokhmah is Ganuz inside.
It diminishes it quite a lot.
Yes. It doesn't diminish it. It gives it a chance so the lower one can receive this Chokhmah. It's not easy.
It's restriction.
Yes. Yes, it's derech halon. It sends it in it's the whole light doesn't come. It comes through a certain restriction in order not to stop the light to go down. No, to allow so the one that has to receive the light is capable to receive. That means there is an energy here that is considerate that this one not to burn out.
Okay. So it does some good, but it does some bad also.
In everything.
Yeah.
So it's the beginning of good and bad.
Yeah.
Bina.
Yeah. Bravo. Yes.
Absolutely. Good starts from Bina.
Yeah. It creates. He's the creator. Creates the good and bad. Zelo maze.
Well, I'm sorry. We missed the part that says what is good and bad.
The concept of good and bad, the concept of positive, negative, the concept of darkness and light.
What was he referring to?
In understanding.
Bina shapes and cultivates Chokhmah. It gives it direction, gives it the rush, but also diminishes some of its power.
That's correct.
Adam, that's the beginning of the Mashiach.
Yeah, but Atzilut is like a suspended beginning. So that everything after Atzilut...
Again, go with the Bichinod. Atzilut is Bichinat Gimel. The process of from Gimel to Bet is called Hizdachichut. What is Hizdachichut mean? What it means, purification? Why from two to, if I go to a lower one, if I go from Gimel to Bet, you said it diminishes. But if I become pure, I must be more transcend.
Depends how you look at it.
No, if you say, you follow the whole purpose, look at it. First, remember that my essence came from above. So I share the above. I can reach the above. I can reach the above. But in order to reach the above, I have to go to the lowest part. I have to go all the way, create from Ekev Tishmon. That's the next parasha. You got to go from the bottom to the top. That means you have to lehizdachech all the way to bitul, efes. You have to become efes in order to be able to start all over again.
The way I look at it, it's like the umbrella, and it has these telescopic links to each other, and each level is the higher level is a higher diameter than the lower one, but the lower one is suspended. In order to get to what you want from the umbrella, you have to extend it all the way down.
To the end. Now, this we have to see in all this. Remember, we are about 80, 90 years after this written. Our mind, like you look at your kids, the things that right now you look at very complicated, your kid looks at it as very simple. Many, many things. 70 years ago, it is true understanding. But this concept for us right now is much easier, we see, because of the science that has been developed. So we don't need to go through so much hardship to understand it. We can understand it immediately through the science, through the nature, through all the experiences that for past 90 years, just imagine, for past 50 years, we have jumped astronomically. So understanding of the things has been revealed by much far. So don't make this in your mind too complicated. It's not at all. If you stick with the Torah and understand each what it is part, as we explained to some degree of what this Torah really telling us in this regard, which was this parasha, it's really Devarim explains all this. Devarim is really the Kabbalah. It's the Mishnah Torah. It's the real Kabbalah is Devarim. And Moshe has set it up in a most perfect way for us to understand the idea, which is Atzilut.
So, you see, I mean, you said Moshe and Abraham, and they were far more advanced than we are. So really, basically...
In what? Again, Bichinat Gimel is more important or Bichinat Shoresh?
So, evolutionary process of man is not linear.
No, this is too philosophical. I'm not focused in that way.
To some degree.
I don't know. This is, again, we went to the world of assumptions.
No, it's the world of truth.
No, it's like the umbrella. The hand that's holding it is not part of the hand.
I mean, you say this generation is going to be more advanced than this generation, but in reality, the previous generations were far more enlightened. I mean, the stuff they got from
Okay.
Yeah, we have more technology. Yeah.
We have more technology, but look at the stuff that they left
behind.
But the morality has deteriorated worse.
Yeah.
Well,
There is more killing. There is destruction, mass destruction. Before it wasn't such. Yes, Genghis Khan and all these people did it too. But now they do it in a much more refined way. Before they had to take the sword and really kill one by one to cut head.
Stalin killed millions and Hitler killed millions.
Right, but in a much professional way. As far as the killing is concerned, was improved.
I think that the moral today, this is the way the world improved itself, by morality. You cannot just go and kill anybody in any country.
But do you think as much as we improved industrial-wise and science-wise, our moral has improved as well?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yes?
I absolutely don't.
I'll tell you the evolutionary process in a moment in the real time.
They are not.
I'll tell you what I think. If in the Wild Wild West time, you could go and kill anybody anytime. Today you can. Today, events like the Holocaust and stuff like that cannot happen. I mean, there was a country that decided.
I see it's happening right now.
Yes, but it's less and less stuff happening in Africa in places that nobody cares and stuff like that, which is bad. But it cannot happen like it happened back in the time.
You'd be surprised.
People don't go and conquer other countries without.
People are getting punished for every little thing today. People are being chased. People are, you know, war crime and stuff like that. Immorality, I think that the world improved. Maybe it's one big, you know, cover, but what happened back cannot happen now. The level, the extent, the thing that happened.
I am.
It doesn't happen. Forget about can. Maybe they can. But the reality of today, it does not happen.
Have you seen the pictures coming from London? The Arabs walking around the sign saying, we haven't seen a Holocaust yet. We haven't seen a Holocaust.
What they're capable of doing and that what they will do, this leave aside. But the reality today, the way we live today is different.
It is different. So it is not any.
Go, Magog, we're waiting, you know, there's things are gonna happen. But if 60, 70 years ago Hitler decided to kill 6 million people, I don't think that anybody in Europe will be able to decide something like that and execute it today. I'm not talking Africa and Zulu and stuff like that. I don't know.
These days it's a lot more complicated than before. Before you had only one or two or three power sources, and nowadays you have so many different pulls and pushes from different forces.
The only difference is complicated.
There is more value for life. It's different today.
No,
there is more value for life.
A Jew has power. Before, the Jew didn't have power. You know, basically, Europe hasn't changed. Spain hasn't changed at all. Turkey hasn't.
I don't think they're the great.
Jew has a wrong.
Let's
only get. Facts.
What you see? What are you doing? Assumptions. You say fact. What fact? You assuming.
I don't assume nothing. I see. I wake up in the morning. I see what I see.
Yeah, that's
I
it.
I see that there is rules and laws and stuff like that.
I love it. Okay, let's go to the second column here. Vehine vadai. Right in the paragraph.
Can I ask a question? Honestly, it just something dawned on me right now. You know, Joseph, you've been reading for the last, couple of weeks, that only the Oren Sof comes all the way to Malchut HaVatzilut.
Yes.
We've been saying that at least a million times.
Yes.
But even the coffee that I'm enjoying right now, anything that I enjoy at this moment comes from Oren Sof. So why is it that it stops at the Malchut HaVatzilut, and yet, on the other hand, everything that it comes to me from Ein Sof?
No, there is the Reshimot. You are talking about Reshimot.
You see the Ein Sof for Levush. That's what you're saying. That's really what you're saying. Everything is Ein Sof.
Everything comes from Ein Sof.
Everything is
Ein Sof. Olam is created from Ein Sof.
Absolutely.
But why is it that it tells me all the time that this light stops at the Malchut HaVatzilut? I want to know why.
Because otherwise you could become God.
but even I'm enjoying this coffee.
It's totally ganus. You should understand that the pleasure that you have that is revealed in you.
Any amount of joy that I experience in life is from Himself.
Yes.
But Kanduz means that it's Lahush.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's disguised. It's covered.
Okay. והנה ודאי אשר גם דלת בחינות דאור ישר המתפשטות מאין סוף באות גם כן בדרך אילה ועלולה ועלול סיבה ומסובב על סדר מדרגה שהרי הנה יוצא ונמשכות זו מזו. From and so when we start, everything is cause and effect. It comes, 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 comes down. One follows the other. One is nimshach from the other. Shechokhma nimshachet miketer, or bina nimshachet michokhma, vezerampin nimshachet mibina. Vemalchut nimshachet mizerampin. No. What did he say right now? Why did he say zerampin nimshachet mibina? No. He said, listen, Chokhma nimshechet miketer, Bina nimshechet michokhma, Malchut nimshechet mizerampin.
Of course.
There is a skipped here one. You have to be very careful. It's a skipped one. It says, between Bina and Zerampin and Malchut, there is a hafsaka. There is a hafsaka. Up! And I have to understand this hap. And it goes the following. Nimshach mibina malchut nimshach mizerampin ki niskal lemala. Omnam, ein ze nikra itlapshut. This is not considered to be itlapshut. Ki dalet b'chinot d'or yashar einan mitlapshut zu b'zu sh'neemar, lemashal, ha'or ha'elyon mitlabesh bebina kedei la'ir lezerampin. כי מתלבש פירושו בליבוש של אור חוזר. That means wherever there is a then there is התלבשות. If there is no אור חוזר, there is no התלבשות. So, is it possible something to happen? He says yes. One is נמשכת from the other one and it hasn't got anything to do with אור חוזר. It's נמשכת. העולה על ידי זיווג דעקה מן המסך. Our chozer is always when there is a zivuk daka masach. If there is no zivuk daka, there is a movement without zivuk daka. And that's a possibility. From chokhmah to bina, there is no zivuk daka. It's a chokhmah mitlabesh. Bo. Shenetaken b'china dalet she'i malchut. And all this is in order to correct bina, malchut. Up till the bina, there is no masach. The light moves all the way, comes to Malchut, then there is Zivug Daka. Then there is Or Chose. Aval Aor Nimshach, all the way, till it hits a Masach on a Malchut, because Malchut has to be a Tikkun. Now, please, a code remember in your head, and don't forget, that Tzimtzum was created and made for only and not two, only one purpose, to create an olam called Atzilut. To create an olam called Atzilut. Only the purpose was to create the olam of nearness. That is the only function of olam Atzilut. And then there is setting of a parsa, the second tzimtzum, and that was for purpose of creation of Olam of creation, Bria. So the whole Tzimtzum, concept of Tzimtzum is, remember, is there only to create one thing, Atzilut. And then it comes the purpose for second Tzimtzum, which we call Parsa. But this, let's go. So the Tzimtzum is to purpose of Daka with the Masach of Malchut, in order Tikkun of Malchut. Tikkun of Malchut. And Tzimtzum put this Masach on Malchut. So it is that Malchut that causes the Tzimtzum and causes the creation called Olam Atzilut. Keniskar Lamala. Vekan Bebina lo haya shum Tzimtzum. Again, Bebina was not Tzimtzum. מה שכתוב שם, שאין שם מסך מוכן להקעת האור העליון לאור חוזר. Because in Bina there is no מלכות. In order to, yes, it's מלכות הפרטי, but we are talking about עשר ספירות. So when it goes the light into the Bina, there is no מלכות with the מסך of צמצום א', לאור חוזר כדי שתאמר. שהתלבשות האור בבינה דאור ישר כדי להעיר בזרמפין דאור ישר. He says, no, this is not the case. אלא שזה מכונה דרך מעבר. בינה creates a מעבר. בינה creates
a passage.
מכפלה is a passage. Whenever people experience clinical death, they say there is a tunnel. That there is a light at the end of the tunnel that pulls you. There's a ma'avar. There is no masach there. There is a light. And the light is ma'avar. It comes. He says, wow, if it comes, isn't this the light of Ein Sof coming? It is, but it is ganuz derech chalom. He says, what is this derech chalom? Is this masach of bechinat bet. Masach of bechinat bet. Is derech chalom. No. Masach the bechinat bet is means derech chalom. And this is not really a masach of tzimtzum alef. It's a ma'avar. It's a place that is ibu. That's why we are called evri. We define this ma'avar. A chalon is a ma'avar of the light. Derech chalon. Chalon is the derech. Chalon is the derech.
Chalon is the girth. The girth. And the ma'avar is the whole thing. So one is the...
Both of them are the same. Both are the same. He says what he wants to say that what Bina did created a ma'avar that the light can go through it. Didn't change the light. The light is still the same. Allowed to go like when you have a window.
The window
doesn't allow the whole light to go at once. It doesn't affect the light. Allows the light to go through, but not as much. Reduce the amount, the intensity of the light to go through. Exactly what, as an example, informa us understand, is the chalon that is into the building.
In the window, it controls the opening, but the ma'avar, the length of it, is the actual control on the way back.
And the ma'avar can be a door, at one centimeter.
It should control by the way back, because if it's a free this way, it should be a free.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Then now you are telling me it's require a system that you can go through and you can go through it back.
It has to be.
Of course. That's why... What is Tzimtzum Aleph? No go. Absolutely ever, never, ever. That's Tzimtzum Aleph. But then the light of then Bina decides, yeah, I cannot not to let anything to go. I am going to, because Hakol b'Chokhmah, if the Chokhmah wants to go through. So Bina comes to Chokhmah, says, Chokhmah, hold on. Derech ha-ma'avar, go, but don't go. Go derech ha-ma'avar. Here, I create a ma'avar so you can go through it. I just control how this thing to go through. I'm not gonna affect your light. Your light is your light, but I'm gonna be the ma'ava. I'm gonna form it in such a way, like a dam.
Right.
Dam allows the water to go through.
But we all have our own ma'avar and chalon to look at things. We have our own way of looking at different.
Absolutely. You right. See, somebody has
so
a.
If I'm not using my ma'avar and chalon, so that's where the assumption comes in.
What do you mean? You shut down the window? If you shut down the window, you shut down the light.
It
becomes dark. If the window is dirty...
So, I'm sorry, can we say this is the same as the creation of a ceiling?
There's no separation of the Atzilut with Ein Sof. It's connected. Why? But what do you mean going up?
But you are not. You cannot go through that route all the way to.
You don't need. What Chokhmah did? What was Chokhmah? Oh, no, 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 go back. What was Chokhmah? Chokhmah was enforced to him. He didn't reject it or express desire to receive. We said this, the desire to receive of Chokhmah, though is the highest, it's Gimel. After Dalet is Gimel. But not of his own will. Why don't you tell me of your own mind? Do you get an idea? Is a thought comes to your mind?
Sure.
From where?
From above it.
That's the Chokhmah. That's why it says, Or Ein Sof itlabesh bechokhmah u'ma'ir ba'atzilut.
But that, you cannot put thoughts above your head. The thoughts come to your head. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like a suspended linkage. So
how do I capture, send back something up? Tefillah, talking.
That's a
ma'aval chazama. The talking. We'll get it. Now, before something comes out of my mouth, it goes all the way to my toes. And then comes out.
But that's a different thing.
Right.
And put it into fruition.
Absolutely.
And then that automatically.
So there is a way the communication here. There is a communication. There is a return.
There is a return, but not the same way as it came in. So you cannot put thoughts into and so forth.
I tell you the following. If the Chokhmah goes to Bina and Bina goes Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, comes to Malchut, and Malchut says, excuse me, Tzimtzum, go back. Where this light goes back? Where does it go back? It started from Keter, went to Chokhmah, Chokhmah went to Binah, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, comes to the Tzimtzum Aleph, and Tzimtzum Aleph says, go back, I'm not interested to receive. Where this light going
to
go?
Source.
Where was the source?
And source.
Keter.
Keter.
It goes back to Keter. But if it goes back to Keter, does it have to go through Yesod and Hod and Netzach and Tiferet and Gevurah and Chesed and Bina and Chokhmah? Of course, we're going to realize. But going back, is going to create a whole lot of things.
So the window, the opening of the window, is also controlled by the returning.
Absolutely, of course. You want to look at Leistakel outside. What do? You take the apron aside.
And Ein Sof is influenced by us because Moses argued with God.
No, Ein Sof is not influenced by us. We cannot. We can cause changes in Olam Hazeh. We are not going to touch anything that he created. As far as the Torah extends, yes.
But that's not going back to Ein Sof. That's everything below Atzilut. That's your change.
The highest level I can go is where? Closest to him. Can I go more? Can I go into him? Then I become nothing. Closest I can go is the Olam Atzilut. I cannot go closer than that. He says, Panim, my face nobody will see and will exist. Are we okay?
Yes.
I think we are good. We are slowly hammering it till this section becomes, trust me, by end of next week, Bezrat Hashem, we have this Perek Dalet Hamadah.
Fundamental. out of the first and the second separation allowed this world.
Bravo. That's to understanding the parsa. It calls now the second Tzimtzum Parsa. Parsa is that kind of a domain that you can make a Bikia going down and the Bikia going out. That means light can go through it under there with a concept called Bikia. That's Ekev. That's the letter Ekev. That's the next parasha after Vayitchanan. This week, Vayitchanan, Bikia. Ekev Tishmou, totality of Asara, 10 commandments, how many words? Ekev, 172. Put an Eser Sefirot to it, Yaakov. I mean, I swear the Jews are the luckiest of the whole creation. All the time. Shabbat Shalom.